Have you ever recognized Christ at a dinner table? Cleopas and his friend only recognized the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread. The reality of resurrection can only be seen by mortal eyes when it is not just our intellects that are fed, but our bellies. I would add to the adage that goes, it's not gospel unless it's good news for everyone, by adding, in our bellies. We often tap our foot to a song before we recognize up here that we like the song. We will feel an uh-oh in our stomachs before we can analyze a danger in our minds. Likewise, the men do not recognize Jesus until he stops exegeting scripture and blesses the bread and breaks it. Until he does the thing that he is always doing, at least in the Gospel of Luke, which is eating. Being a person that is hungry and reverent, but hungry. It is this embodied human divine thing that Jesus is always doing. Sharing food, eating it with people, that we may know him by. When I was an undergrad, I lived with an honorary family, the Hamashes, in Dehesha refugee camp, just down the road from Bethlehem. And I learned that before you begin a meal in a culture that eats from one bowl, you make sure that everybody has a piece of flatbread, chubas. And the person who is closest to the bread, regardless of what status they have in the family, rips it into pieces and passes it out. Meal isn't started until everyone has bread, which is both utensil and food. I ate flatbreads made with UNRWA rationed flour and learned and practiced what it is to eat from a big common pot that you dip your bread into as a utensil in this Palestinian family. And so there are many reasons that we break bread together, that we share food, but the big one is that in our bodies, we know that we are not alone. Jesus, especially Luke's Jesus, wants to be present with us in the breaking of the bread. Heck, if we wanted a more on-the-nose metaphor, when he is born, Jesus is placed in a manger, a manger, for my French speakers out there, a feeder, a place of eating. Jesus, the newborn, mirrors Jesus the bread. The last thing Jesus does before going into the garden to pray with his disciples is to break bread with them, to bless it, and give it to them and say, take, eat, this is my body. This act of remembering Christ is at the center of much Christian worship. And it is certainly at the center of ours at St. Lydia's. In the gospel story, the eating occurs right in the middle of the story. Cleopas and his companion are on the road, a long road, still in shock. The reality of Good Friday, real, numbing them. When Jesus asks them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" they stood still, looking sad. Do they have to speak about his death again? Having to tell someone who doesn't know of a horrific event, having to see them take it all in for the first time, is an ordeal. Also, these disciples, Cleopas and this unnamed disciple, they haven't borne witness to the resurrection. They've only heard stories. They have FOMO. Stories are sometimes hard to believe without seeing it, without touching it, without tasting it. But this man on the road, who maybe sometimes looks a little bit like their teacher and Lord Jesus, sometimes at like a certain angle, he explains the Jesus story in light of the story of all of Hebrew scripture. and Cleopas and his friend are delighted. Finally, their tradition and their current experience are making sense together. But theologian Justo Gonzalez writes that, quote, the scriptural teaching and the meal go together. They illuminate and enrich each other. Without the one, the other loses something important. The word and the sacrament stand together. They illumine and enrich each other. Without the one, the other loses something important. The word explains the sacrament, and the sacrament enacts the word and makes it a reality for the disciples. He is made known to them in the breaking of the bread, but it is because along the road he has explained scripture that they know who he is. And after what was once a long road from Emmaus to Jerusalem, it's now a short one. They return to Jerusalem that same hour and tell the 11 who they met on the road and in the breaking of the bread. They do the important work of bearing witness to the resurrection. The third part of the story completes what is hopefully an integral part of the cycle of Christian life, telling people about it. This is Gonzalez again. Quote, the spoken and flying word enacted in the sacrament are incomplete without witnesses. And witness itself involves both word and action. This is not easy. Here at St. Lydia's, we explicitly live into the possibility of knowing Christ in the breaking of the bread by eating a sacred meal together. But in our world, in our country, in our city, the values that shape our lives often stifle that possibility. I have the blessing of being in a group chat with two of my friends. One is my best friend from seminary, who is currently living in Barcelona, and the other one is an Indian woman from Kolkata, who both of us have never met in person, but we are friends from the internet. This is an important part. On Friday, we were talking about culture around work lunches. It started when Emily, who is working on her third master's degree in Barcelona, sent us a picture of bookshop employees enjoying their lunch together in the bookshop's garden. She wrote, OMG, these people live the most ideal lives. One of them holds a cigarette. The other one holds a cup to her lips. They're talking. They're eating. They aren't rushed. As Shioni asked questions about work lunches, it became clear to us the differences between cultures around work lunches in India and in the U.S. In the U.S., we do not see food or rest as a human right, but rather as a luxury or fuel to be consumed. Lol, no, Emily explained, eating at your desk is not just something that happens in the movies. Death is a real thing. Shioni did not think this was a real thing. She was like, I've seen this in movies, but this is just for the movies. We were like, no. Girl, no. It's real. She explained to us that in India, work lunches are at minimum 45 minutes, and there is always communal eating spaces available. Sharing food, Shioni wrote, highlight of the day. It is not easy to break bread with Christ in America. Don't beat yourself up if you haven't had the chance to this week, or if this service at St. Lydia's is your first chance to share a meal with people and slow down. Because Christ will always wait, and Christ will always be present in the breaking of the bread. You just have to make him whole again in this brokenness. You just have to remember him. Amen. Amen.